There's a cowboy hat a-twirling, drifting down the Pardinalis, dancing through the shadows of an autumn afternoon. But there's no one there to catch it, no one waiting on the shore, 'cause the man it used to cover ain't in Texas anymore. In Luckenbach the poet is departed from the castle, stepped into the stream of time a half a mile away, slipped into the fickle current, landed on a different shore, taken by the torrent from the body that he wore. Was it a private Armageddon? Was he returning to the sea? Was the floody road to glory just the place he had to be? Maybe he thought he'd make it, maybe he didn't care, maybe it was the lady with the petals in her hair. It's a living conversation, like the eddies in the river, and we'll never pen an answer down, no matter how we try. The world is empty space, the words are so much empty air. Most of what we think we are is hardly even there. But in that final moment, when the door begins to open, and we glimpse the light we're seeking, and we know we've found a home. No more fighting back the darkness, no more groping for our way. Behold, the world is new again, the old things pass away. Every angel holds affection for the man who speaks the truth. They don't love us for our manners, they love us for our youth. Now his truth is like a river, and his love is like a prayer for the fundamental fragrance of the petals in her hair. It's in Gillespie County, little Sarah Jane is fishing, when she sees a hat float by her and she plucks it from the stream. Now the poet may be hiding, you won't find him anywhere, but his hat has found a home among the petals in her hair. It's a poem purely written in the rippling water there, and his hat has found a home among the petals in her hair.